This is a healthy Atlanta with Normani Ricks.
Hi, everyone. This is Normani with A Healthy Atlanta. A Healthy Atlanta is brought to you by the Velocity Company, celebrating 17 years of small business growth. This show is sponsored by Achieve Vision Center and the Atlanta Health Expo coming to the Cobb Galleria in summer 2020. I have three guests with me today. Dr. Adrian Polite, Dr. Brian Sanders, and Pastor Nate Bernard. Dr. Polite, would you say hi for us, please?
Hello.
Hi. And Dr. Sanders.
Hi, everyone.
Great. And Pastor Bernard.
Hello.
Okay. So we'll just jump right into this session. We'll start with Dr. Polite, ladies first, right? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do in Cobb County?
Yes. So I am a wife to my husband, Nate, and a mom to two children. I'm a family practice doctor, and I am a volunteer physician and the quality director at Good Samaritan Health Center of Cobb.
Okay. What all does Good Samaritan of Cobb do? What are your initiatives?
So we were founded in 2006 as a ministry. And we have always provided medical and dental services to our patients. In about the last 5 years, we became a federally qualified healthcare center. And as a result of that, we've been able to expand our services to medical, dental. We have a dispensary, basically like a pharmacy for our patients.
That's great.
And this year, we started behavioral health services. Okay. And we have counseling available for our patients.
Okay. Can you dive a little bit more into your discounted services and what do you do about that?
Sure. We have a sliding scale fee based on the patient's income and family size. And that way we can provide low cost, high quality healthcare to those patients because we're not relying just on the income generated from those visits to provide our services. We also get funding from the federal government as well as donations and grants, which are a big part of how we're able to do what we do.
Great. That's awesome. How could someone become a patient at the Good Samaritan Clinic?
Yeah. So they can give us a call at 770-419-3120. And that way they can get on our list. They can also stop by. We are located at 1605 Roberta Drive in Marietta, Georgia. And if they stop by, they'll be able to get a new patient packet. They'll be able to fill out the registration information. And then they'll be called back to bring all of that information all at once and get fully registered as a new patient. And we are accepting new medical and dental patients.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself? Are you from here? Are you from Atlanta? What brought you here? And how did you get into the position that you're in at the Good Samaritan Clinic?
Yes. So I am not from here. I've lived a little bit all over the United States. Started out, though, born and raised in Indiana. Went to medical school in Kansas City, Missouri, where I met my husband. And then we both went to training at Doctors Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. And from there, actually, when I was a medical student, I heard a CEO of a nonprofit ministry give a talk about the work that she was doing as a CEO of a health clinic for uninsured patients. And as soon as I heard her speak, I just realized that's what I want to do. I want to provide for patients that really don't have a way to get health care any other way. And so I worked for that organization after I graduated. And then we moved to New Orleans. I had a baby. And then we moved here to Georgia, primarily for my husband to take a job. But I accepted the job at Good Samaritan Health Center of Cobb over the phone after a discussion with the current CEO, the previous CEO. And so I've been there for 5 years.
Okay. What drives you? What would you say your passion is?
My passion is caring for the underserved. Being a caring person to help them navigate a difficult system. My favorite thing to do is to see a new patient and to walk in and smile at them and tell them, like, I'm so glad you're here. How can I serve you? A lot of times they walk into Good Samaritan afraid. Yeah. And maybe have had bad experiences in healthcare before. Mm-hmm. They may not speak English. And so we were able to provide bilingual services because majority of our staff speak Spanish. And we also have language line available for patients who may speak other languages. So my goal is to help them feel confident and comfortable. And we have a great team right now. And we all aspire to help our patients feel loved and cared for.
Okay, awesome. Can you brag on some of your doctors that you have there?
Yes. So our medical director is amazing. His name is Dr. Joel Carpenter. He was a missionary in Tanzania for 17 years prior to coming to Good Sam Cobb. And he has been our medical director for the last 2 years, has really led our medical team well and just loves his patients. We also have a volunteer, two volunteer nurse practitioners, Natalie Ali and Deborah Hurd. And they, Natalie sees primarily pediatric patients for us, and also does walk-in services so that we have those to help keep our patients out of those expensive ER visits. And then Deborah also sees, family practice patients. We also have a physician assistant, who's employed part-time, and we have our dental director.
Yes. Tell us a little bit more about your dental services.
Yeah. So, we are really grateful that we have Dr. Hansard, who's been with us for many years, providing, great quality dental care. We provide full service dental care, which is unusual. Partials, bridges, dentures. We can refer patients if they need, oral surgery, more intensive, oral restoration. And then we, this year, were able to hire another full-time dentist who's bilingual and fantastic. Her name is Dr. Grace Park. And she's been a huge blessing, just to increase the number of dental patients that we could see. We used to only be able to see those patients that were established as medical patients. And now we've opened our doors to accept new patients that are not necessarily already medical patients. So we're providing more dental services in the community.
Great, great, great. Thank you so much for everything that you do for everyone in Greater Atlanta and Cobb County area. Thank you.
Thank you.
So next, I'm going to introduce Dr. Brian. Dr. Brian Sanders, can you tell us a little bit about your practice and what do you do?
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to say thank you, Good Sam, for everything you all do. The dental services in particular are just really incredible for folks that don't have access to those resources. So thank you very much. I'm a family medicine physician. I trained at Wake Forest in North Carolina, which is where I'm from, and did my residency out in Portland, Oregon, and moved back to Atlanta to be close to family, and had a passion to start my own practice. We follow a different model. It's called direct primary care, which is an affordable monthly membership model that gives patients an all-access pass to their physician.
Yeah, when I first heard about that, I got really excited. I was like, we got to tell more people about this. So is it only for people in the Smyrna area, or who all do you serve?
So I would say the greater Atlanta area we're able to serve. Sometimes traffic can be a little bit of a barrier, but we can figure out how to work around that. We offer a lot of telemedicine services for our patients, and so that can make access a little bit easier if they're not in town. But yeah, I would say people come from 30 miles, sometimes further away. And the reality is there aren't a lot of practices that are delivering this model of healthcare, and it really fits a group of folks that maybe aren't quite in the underserved category or qualifying for Medicaid per se, but can't afford marketplace plans or traditional insurance plans and kind of feel like they fall through the cracks. I think our model can really help fit those folks.
Okay. How many clinicians do you have there?
It's me.
Just you.
So every time folks come in, they're going to get me.
Yep. Okay, good, good. Well, that's good continuum of care, right?
Absolutely. I think that's a big plus for us that, you know, once we get to know folks and they're established with us, they're going to get someone that they don't have to repeat their story, that, you know, someone that's really clear about what works for them, which makes a big difference.
Okay, so how did you get this idea, and what made you want to be an innovative person?
Absolutely. I wish I could say I came up with this. I didn't. It's very simple. It's really just directly contracting with our patients and not contracting with insurance companies or the government. So it's a very, very simple model, and there's really no red tape involved. I was fortunately exposed in medical school back at Wake Forest in North Carolina, and I just felt like it made so much sense. And when you're in medical school, you have grandiose ideas. You're not really sure, you know, kind of what path you're actually going to go down. But I knew that primary care and taking care of people on the front line of medicine is really where my heart is, preventing illness, being there for them, regardless of what's going on. I was just very nervous as I spent more time learning about what primary care is in our current health system to be forced to see 30, 40 folks a day.
Right.
The 5-minute office visits doesn't give an opportunity to build a relationship and actually understand where people are coming from. So our model allows us to spend an hour, sometimes an hour and a half with folks. And some people haven't seen a doctor in 15 years. They might have 10 different things they want to discuss, and we're able to meet them where their problems are.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for what you do. Can you tell individuals how to become a patient of yours and where you're located and how to get in touch with you? And do you have social media?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're located in the Smyrna area. We're also accepting new folks and hoping to expand shortly here. Best way to reach out to us. We love to meet people in person. We do meet and greets that are no charge, you know, just really deciding if it's a good fit for someone, showing them the practice, getting a chance to chat with me. And to set something like that up, you can just call us at 770-648-3462, or you can go on our website, which is www.aboutyoufamilymedicine.com. And there's an online enrollment form on our website.
Okay, great. So you make it easy for people.
Absolutely. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the good stuff.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Thank you for everything that you're doing in the community.
Thank you.
All right. So now let's move on to Pastor Nate Bernard. Can you tell us what you do for the Christian Medical and Dental Association?
I'm the Atlanta area director.
Okay. In your day-to-day practice, what do you do? Go ahead.
I spend much of my time with student ministries, at different medical schools, for Emory School of Medicine, Morehouse School of Medicine, Mercer School of Medicine in Macon, Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine in Suwanee, and the undergrad pre-health programs at the University of Georgia and at Georgia State University.
Okay. Do you go out and recruit students?
I'll leave that up to the students to do.
So once they decide that they're interested in being a part of the Christian Medical and Dental Association, what types of local missions and global missions do you do?
Locally, we have a medical clinic in Clarkston, Georgia, which is on the east side of Atlanta, where we serve refugees from all over the world. Clarkston, Georgia is actually the most diverse square mile in America. And we provide a free health clinic for those patients.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on the most diverse square mile?
Because it's a refugee resettlement area for the United States government. We get people from all over Africa, Asia, some in Europe, but mostly in the Asia and Africa domains.
Okay. And how many clinics are there around Georgia that do this type of job?
I don't know. I know there's one in Athens.
Okay.
But in the Atlanta area, I think we may be the only one that I'm aware of.
Okay. Great, great, great. How many clinicians are part of the Atlanta chapter of the Christian Medical and Dental Association?
Well, CMDA mm-hmm. is a national organization. Mm-hmm. We have over 19,000 members nationally.
Wow.
How many of those are in the Atlanta area? I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. But,
we have a good concentration here in Atlanta.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the global mission trips that you guys have gone on?
Absolutely. So Global Health Outreach is the mission arm for the Christian Medical and Dental Association. They do about 50 medical mission trips a year. Out of Atlanta here, I lead one to El Salvador in March, one to the Dominican Republic in June, one to Honduras in August.
Okay. What would you say drives you when you go over to these other countries and you see people in need of health care and medical care? Like, what's your passion? What drives you to continue to do that?
To be the hands of Christ.
That's awesome.
So they would see us not just as doctors, but as Christians.
Okay. What are the different types of clinicians that usually travel on these mission trips with you?
We take any clinicians.
Okay.
Any clinicians. Okay. Because they need everything.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit more about the vision program and the optometry and how you guys take glasses overseas and give people a chance to finally see and read?
Yeah, just as of 2 years ago, the Christian Fellowship of Optometrists became part of CMDA. We bring glasses, and we've always brought readers, but now we're starting to do prescription glasses as we go overseas, which is huge. And the miracle that Christ did the most was to restore blindness.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I recently traveled on a trip to Honduras with you, and I was very, very impressed with the dental services and the ultrasound services. So that was, the patients were very excited about that because some of them have not seen a dentist or have had an ultrasound ever in their entire life. Correct?
That is correct. And ultrasound is not a regular thing that we have on all of our trips, mm-hmm. although we'd like to have it on all of our trips. Mm-hmm. We try to have dental on all of our trips, whether we bring dentists from America with us or we hire local dentists. But sadly, the dental care is so low there that primarily it's tooth extraction rather than restoration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a big difference between being overseas in a country that doesn't have access to those services and being here in the United States, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So can you tell people how to become a member of the Christian and Medical Dental Association?
Only two requirements. You have to, one, be a Christian.
Okay.
And two, be a medical professional of some sort, whether it's PT, PA, OT, MD, dentist. We take anyone who serves in healthcare.
Okay. How do people get in touch with you?
Well, to become a member, you can go to cmda.org, or you can go to our website here in Atlanta, which is cmdaatlanta.org, or you can call me at 770-364-5182.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for being a guest on our show today. Once again, this show is sponsored by Achieve Vision Center at AchieveVisionCenter.com, where we offer vision therapy for people of all ages. Thank you.